Hello, welcome to a very musical Artbeat Africa this week with me, Jenny Horrocks. Coming up, this rap star from Ghana. He's called Edem, and his new album is called Books and Rhymes. We meet the formidable Nigerian textile artist who ran her first gallery from her small bedroom.
My first gallery in Nigeria was opened in 1968 in my bedroom. And from that, I have now opened an art gallery in Lagos, which is one of the biggest ones in West Africa.
Ugandan musician Sava Karim has a strong message in his music. And we have a musical catch-up with DJ Rita Ray and the latest African musical releases from across the continent. Books and Rhymes is the name of the new album by Ghanaian rapper Edem. It's being released early next month, and on it he sings and raps in the dialect of the Volta region of West Africa, Ewe. He's also involved with campaigns to encourage pupils in the countryside to learn to read and write in local dialects as part of a literacy drive. On the line to the Accra studio, Akwesi Sarpong asked him about the name of the new album, Books and Rhymes.
Books and rhymes are the basis of every human's life. Books are what gives us power and knowledge, and rhymes are the basis of our childhood, where you are told to learn Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or any of those things to be able to speak properly. And so I thought it would be creative for me to use the album to sensitize the continent to gravitate towards schooling themselves.
Do you have a huge fan base across West Africa? And that's because you sing and you rap in the Ewe language of the people of the Volta region of Ghana. And it's a language spoken in Togo and Benin and a few other countries in the sub-region as well. And you've been trying to promote literacy for people to be able to read and write in their local dialect.
It's of very key importance to me for very basic reasons. I lost my mom and dad at a very early age, and I think that the only thing that kept me going was the education and the upbringing they left me with.
Let's talk about your language of choice for you when you're rapping. Why do you choose to rap in Ewe?
When somebody speaks English so well, but they get angry, they might start speaking in their mother tongue, because subliminally, that is what comes to them naturally. Mm. And for me, even though it's a talent, for me to carry it across properly, it has to be selling my sub-region and where I'm coming from. You have to be able to do it so well you can kick away the stigma of people saying it cannot stand the test of time. People don't have to speak your language to connect to their emotions in the music. And so every time I try to make sure I put my emotions in the music.
There's one amongst others, I believe, on your upcoming album, and it's called The One. Let me get you to give us a line that you do in this song, The One.
All right, so the opening line of the song is, "The flow insane, revolutionary, Che Guevara. I get too many stars, but you go ask your area barber. Most underrated, but we stay up on top. Salif Keita, stay undefeated, undisputed. I'm Floyd Mayweather."
And then there's an Ewe line as well. Can I indulge you in delivering one for us?
Yes. Numanya lepi abaganu, huba vivi mabaganu. Yeka manya ba mi nani me doche gremi buta mu me dadanu. Afina akademi jide wa fokwa demonu, wafanu intonchi. Nyafuto makumi chajoga makumi mikonchi. Them be shooting stars, them go past quick. Give me shortcut to call it boo. The boy too sick, you know. Yes. All of them wear retire. Yeah. Them know we raise the bar. Set the fire, so we'll let them see us fall. I'll be the savior of the game, I'm the only one. When nobody there but me, I'm the chosen one. I go to see the
sound of Ghanaian rapper Edem and his new album Books and Rhymes. Now we're going to meet a woman who ran her first art gallery from her small bedroom and who now owns one of the biggest art galleries in West Africa. Chief Nike Davis Okundaye is known for her work with Nigerian textiles, indigo, cloth dyeing, batik and adire. The Gallery of African Art, GAFRA, here in London, is currently showing a retrospective exhibition of her art which spans over four decades. The artist learnt the techniques of traditional weaving and dyeing of fabric from her great-grandmother. Once a fading industry, Nike Davis Okundaye is credited with the contemporary revival of adire. I went along to meet the artist and to look at her work.
This exhibition is a very special exhibition. As everybody knows, when you want to come out to do any exhibition in London, you have to come with something very, very special.
Yes, you have a series of watercolours, pen and ink, on paper, and you also have these amazing textiles, and textiles is what you're really steeped in. Tell me about your family background, because I believe you grew up with textiles.
Yes, I'm a fifth generation adire maker in my family. My great grandmother is the head of all the textile women in Ogidi, Jumo.
In Western Nigeria?
Yes, the Western Nigeria. It's the art of fabric. The fabric is woven in Nigeria. Nigeria grew a lot of cotton. And in those days, they were shipping cotton when there is no oil. It's now that the oil come, they don't look after the cotton anymore. That is why the adire industry is going down. But thank God, and we thank the people who are our promoter. That is why you can still see the adire being done in Oshogbo, a little bit in Ibadan, and then Kogi State of Nigeria.
Now, we're looking at a piece in front of us. It's a very, very large piece of textile adire work stretched like a canvas. It's called Pattern of Our Heritage, and it's broken up into squares, which you've painted with acrylic paint. The prevailing colour is green, and then you've got indigo paint in symbols in the squares.
All the traditional pattern that we are doing before, the only way we can transform it is to put it on textile and let the younger generation look at it and also study about it. All these symbols, we have the comb. The comb represents the road is open, the joy is accepted. The baby fish represents fertility. Then I have the finger that feed, never lack. That is the guinea corn. Then the fish bone. They said, don't swallow something you know you cannot chew. So don't make a promise you know you cannot fulfill. Adire has gone beyond. It now become a painting.
Now you have got a center for art and culture in Lagos. Tell me about that place.
My first gallery in Nigeria was opened in 1968 in my bedroom. And I call it African Art Number One Shop. And this number one shop, three of us, three wives, we are living in one bedroom. And when I wake up in the morning, I will put cloth on top of the only one bed we have. Our children sleep under the bed. Then when people come, I will put my adire on top of it. So that is how my gallery started. And from that, I have now opened an art gallery in Lagos, which is one of the biggest ones in West Africa. We are 15 wives. Married to my first husband, I teach the other wife as well. And now, each one of us are making a living through our adire. They always call co-wife enemy. So we are no more enemy of ourselves. We are now friend of ourselves.
But you weren't always friends.
We always fight every second because of 10 naira. We will be fighting ourselves, breaking our
15 head. Wives, that's a lot.
Yeah, together in one house, three bedroom. All the children sleep under the bed. So that is how we start life. And life goes on until I break through. Then I left, and they also left.
Yes, from little acorns, great oak trees can grow. And nobody understands that better than Chief Nike Davis Ukundaye, whose exhibition is currently showing at the Gallery of African Art, GAFRA, here in London. Now we're going to meet a man whose music bears a message. Sava Karim is from Uganda, and he's recently been promoting his new record in the United States, where he's been meeting with the American Federation of Musicians in order to foster links between the two countries. His new record is entitled Say No to Terrorism, a message that he hopes will spread far and wide. While in Los Angeles, he told BBC Africa's Namdi Moweta that he's using his talent to sing about important things.
Here is a message to all them people in the world. Stop the killing, stop the terrorism. We are tired, we love our lives. Killing innocent people, we all belong to one creator, one almighty God.
In this world, we have many things that happen. We don't have to sing only about love and cars and all that. Like in Uganda, some time back, we had a fire that burnt a school. So I had to write a song and bring together like 10 schools to sing about that. Things like that. I've sung about corruption in Uganda. So in Uganda, we had the terrorist attacks in 2011 when we were watching World Cup finals, which were in South Africa. The terrorists blasted Uganda 3 times and many people died. I have 20 children from my friends who died in the attacks, who I'm helping. So I could not sit back. Our message can change people's lives. So it's like a reminder that I've brought out to the world and we can help. It's very positive.
color. We need to love each other. We need to be together. We need to work together.
Our Arab brothers are dying, shedding blood. People in Somalia, in Nigeria, people are dying just because of the terrorists. You never know. Sometime one who is going to join the terrorists will listen to this song and make up his or her mind. This is just an international reminder for everyone.
So Karim, for the Boko Haram hiding in the forest of Nigeria, or the Lord Resistance Army listening in the forest of Central African Republic, this will have an effect on them when they hear say no to terrorism.
Yeah. If one listens to that song, even if they are rotten-hearted, they will change. So I plead. I'm trying on my own, you understand? I'm looking for everyone to help me achieve this.
Sava Karim from Uganda and his music with a message. And we have more music now because we have our monthly musical catch-up with DJ Rita Ray and some of the latest music releases from across the continent. She's been talking to Audrey Brown.
Let me start with Mali. The track we're going to hear is called Tasaba, and it's by Meleke and MC Waraba, and they are part of a compilation called Balani Show Super Hits.
Meleke Chacho, Si Prantalan Show, MC Waraba. Tasaba, doyo, do do do, doyo, Musubu Waraba, doyo, do do do.
I love the speed of that, the urgency of it, the sort of necessity of it. It makes you feel like something's happening.
You know, necessity was the absolute vital word that you used there, because what's happened is these young kids can't afford to actually hire the real balafon musicians and drummers. So what they've done is gone out and bought the cassettes and that, and then they've gone into their bedrooms and done their own mixes and everything. I think this is music that we're going to see developing that's going to really cut across the continent. I think it's fantastic.
The mother of invention is what they say necessity is. Very different to what we normally hear out of Mali. Where do we go next?
We're going to pop next door to Senegal. This artist is called Mo De Diouf. He has got one of the sweetest voices I've heard in a long time. And he sings in Wolof, he sings in French, and he sings in English. You know, he's all about communicating. It's new soul. Check it out. See what you think. This one is Adaka.
There's a kind of whimsy, melancholy sound to it, a longing, a yearning that
yes.
I quite like.
Yes, it's like a bit of a love letter. I think it was while he was away out of the country studying. And, you know, there's a time in all our lives when you think out there is where it's happening. And I think this song is when he realises that actually where it's happening is back home in Dakar.
But we're going to the other end of the continent now, Kenya.
Yes, this next artist is Mathoni, the drummer queen, and she's got her new album out called MDQ. The track we're going to listen to is called Baby Don't Go.
Baby! Don't you hear me?
Okay, baby, watch it to once a ten. Try to make sense, watch it pretend, watch it the same a ten. To come so far to lose it all is simply devastating. Why are we separating? I'm here negotiating.
Mathoni with Baby Don't Go, but go we must, I'm afraid. Join us again next week for more cultural inspiration from across the continent. You can also find arts and cultural stories throughout the week on our Facebook, Twitter and Google Plus pages. Our username is BBC Africa. I'm Jenny Horrocks. Bye for now.